Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about anonymous confessing. Do you long to get something off your chest, but not sure who you can tell? Do you desire to share something, but would prefer not to attach your name? Have you been needing to release a burden and prefer someone to bear witness? Learn about a really cool way to confess as we wrap up our month focused on things I love. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because I once had someone say to me, we all benefit from confessing or sharing things to at least one person, meaning if we hold it inside, that is usually not so good for us. And so if we release the burden, if we share it with someone, that allows us to confess, for lack of a better word, and that it makes it easier on us. And I once remember a fable or a tale, and she would open up a hole in the ground and whisper to the ground what she was thinking. And so one of the ways that I process, and I probably talk about Cotty a lot, my BFF, because she's that person for me. Tony is as well, but I won't, if it's women's stuff, I won't give him all that. He doesn't need to hear that. That's what a good female friend is for. And so I have learned that when I'm able to share things, I just really released a really big burden a couple days ago. I checked in with my mentor and I said, you know, I'm really, as I leave, I was going to post a Google Doc and put it on Nextdoor. And I wasn't going to name names, but I was going to talk about how we're being harassed and how we've documented everything. And well, one of the things I did is I'll talk about it a little more. I went to the governor's mansion. They wouldn't take it. I stopped by the lieutenant governor's office and the woman was great. And she said, I'd take it to the attorney general. So I went there and they said, put it in the slot. But they said, go online and fill out a form because we're all working from home and it'll get read more quickly. So anyway, I have done that. That was kind of my big thing to, I don't expect anything to happen. I don't expect any change, but I will have done everything that I could to let it go. So anyway, I was checking in with Judy and she said, yeah, no to the Nextdoor thing. And even if it's anonymous, she said, I see them attacking you and trying to sue you for libel. And I was like, okay, that's enough for me to step back. Even though I would say, I know because I documented everything, that everything is factually correct. And she gave me really good advice that I will pass on. She said, injustice is a huge issue for you. And so she said, try and think of it as not losing. It's not a lose versus win, but rather you planted a seed. Something might not have happened, but then another seed will be happening. You never know when that will turn into a tree. So I just share that little tidbit of wisdom with you. Anyway, so I have a firm belief that you should always share something and release your burdens. And then I saw this in my Apple News feed. I saw it and then I traced it. It was from a May 2nd, 2021. And it's not a product, but I just thought it was really cool. And if you're really needing to share and unrelease a burden, that this would be a good thing for you. So it's from a May 2nd, 2021 article from NPR. He asked strangers about things they regret not saying and the replies were cathartic. So if you want to go up and read the full article. So anyway, that inspired today's episode. And so I encourage you to check it out. So anyway, in 2018, G. Loy Concepcion, and hopefully I'm doing it somewhat justice. He moved to San Francisco and he came from the Philippines and his passion is photography. And so he ended up as an immigrant, kind of worked through that process, started to doing things. So he started on Instagram, I believe it is. It's called Things You Wanted to Say But Never Did. And so what he would do is, and so it's a two-part project. And I believe it started in 2019 because of COVID, and he's posted more than 1,000 images. And so what he does is he takes the picture, like he uses his photography, and then he matches it with something that someone wanted to share. And so I thought this was a really incredible project. And so if you go to their Instagram, you should be able to find it. And I just think, because so many of us are visual, and to put a picture to what you're expressing, I just think that it is an incredibly amazing idea, and what a way to get something off your chest. And, you know, sometimes we need to just share things with people we don't know or anonymously. I'll never forget, there was a stretch in my life where people would just come up and start talking to me. Now, I, at the time, think there was probably a little bit of mental illness going on. And again, I would say this really happened in my 20s a lot. And so I'm not, can't diagnose if they have something. And I'll never forget, I went to a wedding in Maine, and she was like, "You met the town crazy lady." Cause I think I'd asked for direction. I'd stopped to change in a McDonald's before the wedding, cause I was driving over from Vermont. And I wanted to say, I thought, I'm not going to say anything to the bride on her wedding day, but I had a long chat with this woman, and she disclosed to me, she lost her husband in a war and lost her son. I believe it would have been the Gulf War. I can't imagine losing Tony, and I can't imagine losing my only child. And so that would be enough to make me insane.
Some people mistakenly believe that you're either born organized or you aren't. That's not true. Getting organized and clearing clutter, as well as learning to be more mindful and aware, is a skill that you can learn and will support you your entire life. Julie Caraccio's online classes and workshop are broken down into smaller chapters, each with manageable steps and action items for you to implement in video and audio. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more.
Anyway, but that wasn't the only incident. This happened to me several times. And I believe that people were attracted to talking to me because I listened. I just sat and listened, and I wasn't in judgment. I can definitely be a judgy person. I've gotten much better, but for whatever reason, I never judged any of these people. And it was a way that they were able to unburden themselves to someone that they didn't know. And I'm honored to be a part of that. So I think that it can be an incredibly moving experience. And I know, especially in these days, it would probably look at it differently if someone approached me with everything going on in the world. And so I wanted to share this because I think what he has done has been just really phenomenal. So some of the messages have said, "I'm afraid the idea of me is far more interesting than the reality, so I can't let anyone close." I find that absolutely heartbreaking. But I hope that after they shared that, that maybe they can realize, wow, maybe I can talk to someone else about this, maybe get a therapist, a coach, a psychologist, someone. And I believe, again, if you can take that first step to share something like this and confess, that opens up the possibility that you'd be willing to get support and heal. They had another one that said, "I am 38 years old. I think I'm too old to make it." Now, I doubt that this person is listening to my podcast, but I'm going to put it out to the universe that if they don't hear it from me, they hear it from someone else. My friend, you are not too late, not at all too late. And I'd encourage you to spend some time Googling and see all of the people who have been quote unquote overnight successes really late in life. Just keep with it. I'd encourage you to rethink your definition of success and what it means to make it, and to find inspiration. For me, life just keeps getting better. Doesn't mean there aren't challenges, but I think, again, as you age, then you are able to release more people's expectations of you, perhaps your expectations of yourself, and don't care what other people think. So it can be incredibly empowering. But I love that these people were brave enough, because I don't care. Even if you're anonymous, it's brave to do this. And I think that that's incredibly empowering. He has had people, this was really powerful. And again, this is from the article that people say, you know, they've been struggling with depression. And someone wrote and said the same day they'd been planning to take their own life, they discovered the project. And so I hope you'll share this with others. And they said, I just want to say thank you and that your project saved my life. I mean, that's incredibly powerful. And Concepcion said, the idea that someone is going through the same thing makes it more bearable. I think that's so true. You get the reassurance that you're not alone on the road. And so that's why I think that even if you aren't interested in confessing, that it might be worth it for you to check out this project. And it's on Instagram, that, and I will make sure that I put a link in the notes. You check out this project because I'm betting that there's some quote, and probably more than one, that you can relate to. So not only do you have the opportunity to potentially confess and release yourself of a burden, you might feel like, wow, there's someone out there like me who feels this way. Just know you're not alone. You are not alone. The other thing that I really appreciate about this project is that I know for me personally, it took me a long time. I did the Clear Sight program, and after doing that for 13 months, and that was pretty intense, all in a good way, I was able to face something. And it took me the 13 months of going through class to be able to admit it. And I understand why and everything. And what I like about this project as well is that perhaps if you're not ready to face something, it will be that little seed that gets planted that allows you to say, maybe I can take this first step. Maybe it's something that I've always wondered what's going on, I'm not sure, and that I want to explore it further. And the other thing that I think that this can do can also give you perspective. Maybe if you're struggling with something in your life, and first I'd say never minimize what you're going through ever, never, ever. My point is never to do that. But sometimes I have found that having perspective helps. When I think of my biggest heartbreak, I think, oh, that would be an even bigger heartbreaker. I don't know if I could do that. And so it's just a project that this can offer perspective. So again, his name is Geloy. It's G-E-L-O-Y, Concepcion. And the project is Things You Wanted to Say But Never Did, and is on Instagram, and I encourage you to check it out. And maybe that's not the project for you, but Google's your friend, or DuckDuckGo is your friend. Do some research, and maybe there's something similar. Maybe there's an audio project, and that you could feel very empowered to leave an anonymous audio clip. You know, there's no right way to do this. It's what you feel comfortable doing. And I hope that you'll check it out. I think that it's a lovely idea. And again, if you don't check out this project, you find something that allows you to release a burden, gain a new perspective, to face something. Because when you take action, you can begin to heal. And when you heal, you change your life. Take actions from today's podcast. Share what you're feeling. Confess to someone what's bothering you. Express something and get it off your chest. Next month, we're talking about social clutter. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.